Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you stayed with me, too, because Jeffrey Zavar is with us. Jeffrey is, he is the chief home officer. He's the guy that we turn to on a regular basis to help us with the home office, micropreneuring, teleworking, startup type of angle that he helps us cover. He's the author of many books on these topics. And he's also the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year, the national award the SBA gave him. And he's our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back to the show.
And from paradise, Jim. How are we doing today?
From paradise. Now, I told the audience before you got here that you're a road warrior this week, and for a couple of weeks. You're on the road, on sort of, your family's on vacation. I don't think you are, but you're demonstrating what's going on, the practices, the best practices, and the technology that need to be employed in order to be able to work when you're not in your home base.
Absolutely.
And it's called the Home Office Highway, which is what you're doing right now. And so they can follow you. Tell us where you are. I mean, online. What's the address?
We are, homeofficehighway.com is where they can learn about what we're up to.
Right.
And physically right now, I'm at Stone Mountain Park in just outside of Atlanta, sitting across from the general store in a little rocking chair, and at the sort of pavilion, the public pavilion where they show movies and everyone waits for the shuttle, and it's sunrise in the wilderness, if you want to call it that, and it's a beautiful morning.
I don't think Campground America is really wilderness anymore, Jeffrey. But I know that a Jewish boy from South Florida, I know that kind of feel that way, right?
Yeah, you know, camping anything less than Hyatt room service.
Exactly,
camping,
so. That's what I figured. Hey, Jeff. Now you and I've talked. This is what, the third year you've done this?
Well, this is the second year we've done formally Home Office Highway, but for about the past 10 years, we've taken road trips with the family where I've taken work on the road using technology to keep me connected.
So we've covered this. You and I have covered this more than twice, but this is the second official Home Office Highway. So tell the audience a little bit about what you've been doing in terms of some of the work you've been doing. What are some of the tasks that you've been conducting while you've been on the road? Returning email, that kind of thing? What have you been doing?
Yeah, absolutely. As a writer, you know, my work is all about being able to do my research, whether it's online or on phone calls, write my articles, I do brochures, I write articles for publications, I blog for my own sites, and then being able to file those to my clients or for myself. So, essentially, it's been staying connected in the digital age without sounding trite. I mean, it's really the ability to interact with data or people and then turn that into saleable product and in a form that I can get to people or put online. And it's always a matter of best I can being connected. And so we've had
which today doesn't just mean having a cell phone connection. It means being online.
Absolutely. I mean, being online is vital to what I do.
Wireless.
Without an internet connection, I'm dead in the water.
Right. And we're not just talking about cell phone online. We're talking laptop online, right?
The laptop has been vital to what we're doing here, and the work that we've done, tools that we've used. We're using, for example, not just a laptop, but we've heard the rage about netbooks, very small laptops that are relatively powerful. I mean, you're not going to run, a major spreadsheet and a bunch of documents and a bunch of things going on.
You're not going to launch a moonshot from one of them, but you can
do basic work. Exactly, but they are fairly powerful. I'm using one called the MSI Wind U123. MSI is the manufacturer. It's a small laptop, a netbook. The keyboard is only 8% smaller than the a traditional laptop keyboard. Mm-hmm. So it still has a relatively full feeling keyboard. The screen's about 10 inches. And again, I'm carrying it in a little, with these little sleeves, carrying it in sort of like the size of a woman's.
It's amazing how you can be productive with smaller and smaller footprints than you thought you could, especially if it's convenient, especially for certain circumstances, like you, like what you're doing now with you traveling around. But I want the audience wants to know about how you're connected to the internet.
I'm connected. You know, we've always done this. We've always had to try and find Wi-Fi, or you've had to find hotels with Wi-Fi, or you've had to find,
right.
You know, is the beach house I'm going to, do they have internet connection?
Right.
You know, you've had to rely
or
on
go,
that.
Or go to Starbucks or something like that.
Or go to Starbucks or some coffee shop and pay $15 for, you know, 20 minutes, and they give you a little scrap of paper with the login information. You know, over the past couple of years, we've used what's called a broadband, sort of an air card, which is
right.
plugged into your USB or your PCMCIA.
A 3G card, they call it.
Yeah, and,
we use those.
Exactly. We're using something called the Verizon MiFi. It's a personal hotspot. And what it is, it's about the dimensions of a business card, though a little bit fatter. So consider like a stack of 20 business cards that fits in your pocket, fits on the table, no wires. You turn it on, and by plugging in the password on the back, so it's secure, up to 5 devices, whether it's my son's iTouch, my netbook, my laptop, my wireless
wow.
laptop, 5 devices can log onto the internet at broadband speed
so let me see let me see if I got this straight. This thing picks up the 3G connection, and you
yes.
just log on. You log on to it wirelessly. This is not a, you don't put the 3G card into your computer or anything, right? You just,
if your computer is Wi-Fi enabled,
yeah.
you put nothing into your computer.
And this is like it becomes a wireless router, literally wireless.
Literally wireless.
What about the electricity? Is
your
battery operated?
Well, it's rechargeable. It holds a pretty good charge. I think they claim, I think up to like 6 to 8 hours. Of standby or use
wow.
time. When you're in the vehicle or when you're in your hotel or when you're wherever,
right.
you can always.
So this is a router. This is a multi-functioning, a multi-port router that's wireless to the internet. That's and also wireless to your devices. And because it has a battery, it's totally wireless. I mean, you can walk around with this thing in your hand and power several units.
In fact, I am right now where I'm sitting at this general store.
Yeah.
And it's in my pocket,
uh-huh.
and we're powered up, and I'm able to surf, and again, no wires, and I have a cloud around me,
right?
So that if I go ahead.
How far is the range?
About 30 feet.
Yeah,
so,
pretty good.
You know,
pretty good.
Pretty close.
Hold on to that
know.
Thought. Fascinating stuff, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd have some exciting stuff from Jeffrey Zabar. He is the road warrior this week, I should say. He's on Home Office Highway, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. If you want to follow him, it's homeofficehighway.com. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out and use it to your advantage. We built it just for you so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between on any topic under the small business sun. We got something you can read or listen to there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And of course, you can subscribe to my free newsletter. I hope you'll do that when you get there and check out my blog while you're there. My knowledge base, askjim.biz, is there. You can ask a question and get answers. Jeffrey Zabar is all over our stuff. He's deposited so many words of wisdom with us over the years, and he's with us right now and continuing his Home Office Highway odyssey across the eastern half of the United States, southeast, I guess, mostly, Florida, Georgia, that part of the world. Jeff, the website is Home Office Highway, but also chiefhomeofficer.com, right?
Absolutely. They can find all the stuff there. Lots of tips and then blogs. And I'm tweeting at Home Office Highway with HIWAY and at chiefhomeoffice.com. Or
okay.
not .com, but at Chief Home Office.
Right, at Chief Home Office. And also, that's on Twitter. And now, are you on at Home Office Highway? Can people kind of follow you? Is there like a little trail showing where you're going and, you know, that kind of thing?
No, we didn't post an interactive
next
map,
year.
but they can see what next year we're going to, you know, I thought about that because, I mean, a lot of people do these types of trips. I know CNET is doing one where there's a guy traveling out in the Midwest and sort of you know, chronicling his adventures and his tech adventures across there. I think 1 year we'll do that. And it, you know what? It's not difficult because if you think about the technology, it allows you to geotag a picture from your camera. When you shoot a picture, it'll geotag, put down a GPS coordinate on a picture so you know exactly where you shot that. Yeah, you can do the same thing with a blog entry or with, you know, eventually be able to do your tweets. And different things, you can just drop that information in. People can see exactly where you are. So what's amazing, though, Jim, is the key here is that it's all, again, like we said, sort of silly, simple plug and play. You just plug it in and it just
works. The stuff just works now. One thing I want to point out that we didn't talk about earlier that I want to get out is that we are really approaching the time when you can have all wireless broadband all the time in much of America right now, and with your 3G cards that, like I have, with the wireless router that you talked about a minute ago from Verizon, you've been driving down the road and online, haven't you? How often does it break down? How often does it disconnect you?
I don't know. I mean, I think just maybe two or three times over the course of what's been, you know, 800 miles so far, and it could be just too much stuff going on. I had a video hit yesterday that I downloaded. It was a 15 meg file that I was able to download, but then when I tried to upload, it seemed to cause some grief because, you know, Robbie was dealing with some pictures and Zach was on his iTouch and I was doing this, but I don't know that the bandwidth was the problem, and I don't know, you know, just sometimes.
Well, I wasn't so much concerned about the bandwidth, just as the connectivity, but the point is you can go down the road if you need to. You can go down the road, and you know, my wife and I, sometimes when we're traveling in a car, you know, one of us could be on the road, working on the internet if we needed to be or whatever, and so now you have that capability, and I'll tell you something, Jeff, that's going to increase significantly over the next, you know, very soon, because more and more infrastructure is being built out across America to not only 3G, the next level, which I think is available in some places right now, the 4G connection.
Right, and I think what we see going on is the fact that, you know, we call it the cloud, you know, cloud computing and having apps all around us and connectivity all around us. Right now we're paying for it, but we see prices dropping. With Verizon, it can be, you know, for the MiFi, it can be about $40 a month, $15 a day, depending on, you know, how often you will need to use it. But I think what's key is that the prices are dropping. You're finding cities are putting up municipical Wi-Fi.
That's what I'm talking about.
WiMAX connection.
They're building all that infrastructure out, even as we speak. And I'll tell you something. I'll tell you something else. It's my understanding that part of the government stimulus money is going to help that. Is going to help build those things out. That's one example of government stimulus, I think, which could help.
Yeah, and I think, say what you want, all politics aside, we've seen some tremendous advancements from the government of late, really building out this infrastructure. And I think that what we see is going to be truly beneficial, because that's the future of how things are going to be. I mean, we're talking about paying for these services now. I mean, in time, they're going to say, you used to have to pay for that?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you're going to just take your netbook in whatever form it will be in the coming years, as small as it will be, and you'll just open it up, and it'll just work. It'll just log on.
And
you'll
folks,
just
be
online.
What you just heard is an example of how some things never change when families go on vacation. What's the dog's name?
Stella.
So this is a new puppy that you're trying to break. That was Stella commenting on Jeffrey's remarks a minute ago. Jeff, what's your equipment? What are you riding in these days?
We're riding on the MSI Wind U123. It's a little netbook.
No, your wheels, man.
What am I riding? I thought you said WRITING.
Riding.
We're in a 25-foot in a 25-foot RV. And this year, it's quite comfortable. It's a rental, so it doesn't have all the accoutrements, but it's quite comfortable, and it's, you know,
we
got
to get you in a Winnebago, man. We got to get you in a 39-foot Winnebago with a pop,
you know,
out,
what?
With
get
a pop out, you know,
the
dining
multiple
room.
Slide outs,
exactly.
And the whole thing.
One
going
of those
on,
half million jobbies. We got to get you one of those. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today. Be careful out there.
It's wonderful. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having us, and keep following us at homeofficehighway.com.
Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.